Hi everyone, welcome to a Bubble Tea Talk. It's Annika. Today, as the first episode for this podcast, I thought I'd talk about a subject that's becoming more and more popular, and that is fashion on a budget and kind of the way you spend money on clothes and how expensive clothes can be, or how it, you know, impacts your money spending, like, habits, I guess. I don't know. But fashion is something that I love. Like, I love buying clothes, I love shopping, and I love trying new outfits and, like, being creative with what I wear. I just really enjoy it. Like, it's so fun. And obviously it's not for everyone, but I don't like spending that much money on clothes. Like, that's like a major one for me. Like, I do not enjoy that. And I always think of something I'd rather be spending my money on, or I literally just don't have, like, don't want to spend loads on clothes, which I think is understandable, and lots of people are in that position. So I thought I'd find some tips and some, like, hacks on how to fashion on a budget and how to still be creative and have, you know, like, enjoy wearing clothes and being expressive with your clothes, but not having to spend a fortune on a new wardrobe every month instead. And also, I'm just gonna lay in a few tips with the in terms of, like, environmental stuff, because I know this, it's fast fashion is a very big topic in terms of environmental impact, and I didn't want to make this completely about that, but I do think it's really important to touch on. So I'm also going to be including some of that. So, how to spend less money on clothes but still have so-called good clothes. So, what the major thing, I think, with in terms of people that I ask, so, like, my friends or people that I go to school with, and they say they buy new clothes because the clothes in secondhand stores are nasty, or they're, like, they don't like the thought of wearing someone else's clothes because they, like, I don't know, they don't like the thought of it, or because they just like being with, like, being on trend and things that, well, so-called on trend, but really, in, like, my opinion, being on trend is not buying all the most, like, recent clothes or all the most expensive stuff from Topshop or wherever, but, or, like, all the most expensive stuff from popular brands. But to be honest, it depends, like, what your on trend means. But to be honest, I guess, like, people just don't want to, in some cases people just don't want to be different, and they just want to fit in, and some of the easiest ways to fit in is wearing the clothes that other people wear, or buying, or, like, shopping where popular people shop, or, you know, whatever, like, YouTubers, like, clothes that they are sponsored by, like, clothing brands that they're sponsored by, or, like, clothing that they, like, buy loads of clothes from. You might think that that's, then you should do that, or, like, it's cool to do that, or whatever, or you generally actually like the clothing. But all of those things kind of urge us to buy new clothes from, like, popular high street brands or whatever. So I think that having, like, good clothes, I mean that with, like, air quotations, because I don't know what defines good clothes, to be honest. For me, good clothes is, like, something that I, that a piece of clothing that I love. It doesn't matter where it's from. Like, good clothes, I literally don't know. And that's an odd definition for clothes, I think, like, an odd adjective to use for it, but oh well. I think I'm just going to get straight into the tips in terms of how to spend less money on clothes but still have new clothes, like, new clothes now and again, and still, like, be good for the environment and be creative with what you wear. So my first tip is buying secondhand. So, like, that's a massive one, and I know loads of people already do this and it's amazing, but not enough do. And I think that instead of just going to that popular high street brand, where you'll probably end up spending way more money than if you bought secondhand. So I know it's a lot easier said than done, because buying secondhand means you have to look through the racks. You have to, it's harder to find things that fit you and things that you like, because obviously it's full of things that aren't aimed at your, I would say aimed at like the current trends, or aren't on the shelves because they're trendy. So like, for example, like charity shops, or in America, like thrift stores, they're not gonna just have all the popular stuff in them. They're also gonna have stuff that people that are, the beauty in them is that there's something for everyone. And if you look hard enough, you will find something that you like. So it takes a lot more effort to shop secondhand, but in the end, you save so much money and you're being better for the environment at the same time. So I think it's worth it. And another upside to it is that you find a lot more original things. You find things that not many people have, or that you look at in a different way. You know, you have to look at things in a different way, and you are more willing to give it a try because it's not as expensive. And if you don't wear it a lot, you can always give it on or sell it on or whatever. So I feel like it encourages you to like just give things a go and step out your comfort zone a bit. And I'm not saying that that's like something everyone should do. Like, if, I mean, in terms of clothing, whatever makes you feel comfortable, to be honest, or if it makes you feel like confident and happy, then I think that's what you should wear. So to be honest, in terms of that, I think it's like, it's completely down to you, but there's going to be something for everyone in secondhand shops. So where do you shop secondhand? Things are different in America and literally everywhere else, but where in the UK, like, charity shops are a big one. Like, most high streets do have charity shops, or at least one charity shop. There's so many around. If you just look, you'll find some. Like, I know it's like the weirdest advice, but you definitely will. And not only are you giving the money to an excellent cause, you're also getting something out of it, and you're getting someone else's clothes that they didn't want anymore. So I personally have found some really great things in charity shops, and there's always something that I'll find that I can either alter or that somehow looks good. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna give it a try, you know? So, and they tend to have low prices. I mean, some charity shops are more expensive than others, but generally they're gonna be a lot less expensive than if you bought the items new from a high street brand, or just like a new shop. That's probably the first one that I'd think of when I mean secondhand. But there's so many other alternatives to charity shops. If you don't live somewhere where there's many charity shops, or you don't fancy going to a charity shop, that's also cool. There's so many different other places you can go. For example, in terms of shops, like physically, like physical shops, vintage shops are excellent. Like, I mean they are a little more pricey. Like, they're not more expensive than new shops, but they're more expensive than charity shops. But to be honest, you can find some really good branded clothing. So if you really like branded stuff, then you'll normally find great vintage branded things. And, you know, I don't really have to explain vintage shops, like everyone kind of knows what they are, but you can find some great stuff. And I found some really good things that aren't necessarily branded, but they're just like older, and like in like my sense, I think they look better when, I think things look better when they're a bit worn and they're not like brand new from a shop. So instead of that, you can always go onto Depop, which is like one of my favorite things, and you can just set up an account and you're basically running your own little business, and you don't have to sell clothes on Depop, but it's so easy to sell clothes on Depop. So if you want somewhere to give your old clothes away, then, or like sell your old clothes, then Depop's a great one, and eBay as well. But on both of them, you can find great clothes. I think like eBay is more like for everything, but Depop is mostly clothes as well. Like, there's like jewelry, shoes, that kind of thing. But Depop's majority, like the majority, is clothes, and there's some great stuff on Depop, and you can literally spend hours on there. But it's basically like an online secondhand shop, but it's from all over the world. I think it's available all over the world, and if you want, you can ship internationally, so you can get stuff from other countries. But Then again, you have to think of the environmental cost in terms of that. But if you don't live somewhere that has secondhand shops, Depop is a great thing because it's all online and you can just download the app on your phone. So I think that's like a really handy one. And then another one of my favorites is Clothes Swaps. That's like my ultimate one. It's like my favorite thing ever. I love them. Basically, if you don't know what a clothes swap is, normally they're organized by some kind of organization or company, but generally you can just go to ones that people, like random people, run, like I don't know, but you'll normally find them advertised like in your area, and the person running it will hire out a place, like a room or somewhere, and basically everyone brings clothes to it. You pay for entry normally, so I mean sometimes it's free, but normally entry is in between like £2 to £5, so for me, I'm happy to pay for that. And then you have access to all of the clothes and you can take as many or as little as you like. And I think it's great because there's always piles and piles of clothes people have brought, and I always like to bring some things too, and you can take as much as you like. And with this like thing, you only pay, you basically only pay for entry, so any extra things you take won't cost you. So I think it's great. I found some great branded things in clothes swaps and some really out there things, because you're not like directly paying for it. You think, oh, I might as well just take this, and then if it doesn't fit me or if I don't like it in a week, it doesn't really matter because I can bring it to the next clothes swap or donate it or sell it. So I always think like that and I just go a bit more out there, and I think it's really handy. I think clothes swaps are a great organization, and if you like, I'm sure it's pretty easy to organize your own clothes swap and just encourage people, spread awareness and bring lots of clothes, I guess. Just encourage everyone to bring lots of clothes and swap their clothes pretty much. And similar to clothes swaps, but not really, is boot fairs. And I know this is more like a summer thing, but not everywhere has them. But you can probably do a quick Google and you'll find out some boot fairs in your area. And they're great. Basically, if you don't know what a boot fair is, I'm pretty sure you do. You basically can just go, or you basically just go, and they're normally on like a field, and people bring in their cars, and they just sell whatever they want on this field, all for extremely low prices. And nearing the end of boot fairs, you can literally get like 7 items of clothing for 10p. Like, it's amazing. So normally you just bring lots of little bits of change and you end up with a massive bag of clothes, which is great. And they're all secondhand and you can sell your own clothes there, but you just have to keep in mind that you're probably not going to be getting super high prices for them, because it is people don't expect to pay loads of money at boot fairs. So I think it's, if you want to really save money, then boot fairs are a great thing to go for, because, I bought like Slazenger jumpers at boot fairs for 20p each, and it's been amazing. Like, it just feels so good, and you're being good for the environment, and it's nice just to get out in the morning and head to a boot fair. Like, it's a good activity to do with friends or anything you like, so they're a great one. And my last one I'm going to touch on is kilo sales and kind of like warehouse sales, where so I know like some secondhand shops near where I live have these kilo sales, and you basically take as many clothes and then you pay by the weight or by kilo. And I've personally never been to one because I think that generally they've been quite expensive. It's been like £15 per kilo. Which I think, like, I was like, if I want to buy like jeans and stuff, that's gonna be very expensive. I haven't been to one before, but I've had friends that have been to them and they've recommended them. So if you have kilo sales in your area, then maybe it's worth checking them out. If they're not too expensive, because you have to be kind of aware of the pricing with that. You have to be good at maths, basically. But go to kilo sales, because I think it's good. Like, it's a good movement to support anyway. If you still want to have like a fresh wardrobe, but you don't want to be spending too much money on clothes full stop, then a really good way, other than selling your old clothes, is just thinking of clothes in a different way, like revamping them. So there's loads of great like altering videos on YouTube, and it's a great skill to have, like to learn to sew, mend your clothes if they get broken, but also just to alter them, add patches, you know, you can change the style, and kind of look at them in a different way. I've done that a lot with my wardrobe. Like, if you have some spare time, then it's great to just go through your wardrobe and just try on different combinations of clothes, and you'll actually find that you'll somehow have a whole new wardrobe without acquiring any new clothes. And I think it's kind of like a weird but magical thing. And if you're not so much just looking for fashion on a budget, but also for looking just for ways not to get so like addicted to always just going shopping on the weekends or constantly buying new clothes and throwing away your old ones, or just literally overfilling your wardrobe, trust me, I've been there. And I think the best things to do, you could try it's basically like a wardrobe, but you set aside only a few clothes. So some people have done this and they've called it a fashion fast, and you basically only choose a few items of clothing to wear for a certain amount of time. So whether that's 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, or just a week, or however long you think, like, it obviously it depends on your clothes usage, but however long you think is like going to be a challenge for you, then I think it's a great thing to try. Personally, I haven't tried it before, but I love the idea. And you basically just set aside the clothes that you can wear for that time, and you get used to only wearing those clothes, and you get used to wearing them in different styles, you get more creative with it, and it's more like an enlightening experience. And I think it sounds like a really good idea. So if you're kind of like trying to cut your addiction, then that is a great thing to do. But also just doing different things with your time, instead of like, if it's like habit to always go shopping, then maybe I don't know, get a coffee or something instead, like do something else instead of clothes shopping, or go and scan your charity shops or local thrift stores or vintage shops or whatever, because it will take more effort, so you'll probably get tired faster and you probably end up buying less clothes. Not only doing this is better for the environment, but it also, you know, it's encouraging you to be more original and just find alternative ways instead of just going straight to your go-to high street shop. So I think it's a really great thing. And if you want to look more into the environment effects of fast fashion, then there's some really, really great documentaries. I've watched one that's called The True Cost, and it is amazing. And yeah, I think just fast fashion is a great thing to look into if you're interested. And even if you're not, then it's great to be aware and to understand the impact of buying new clothes and throwing out old ones. Anyway, like full stop, you know. So just download Depop or something. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back with a new episode shortly. And I really hope you enjoyed. Bye.